I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's not even a buck, dude, or is it?
Yeah, it is a buck. Oh, it's, buck. Okay. It's a little bit horny.
Listen, I got a thing for mamas. All right, let's just keep it. I'm going to have a very Toby-esque response here. I hope Toby sees this. It goes to show you why pumpkin pie is terrible. You need that much Cool Whip to make it great. Cool Whip would be great on a dick. You know, like, it would make dick better. I mean, I'm saying, it's not that the dick is great, it's the Cool Whip is great, right?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, scrubbing peanut butter streaks from solid gold is not probably the easiest thing to do because of the color. And yes, I've trademarked that saying. You can use it.
If you can somehow make bacon, pepperoni, and hot sauce on a dick, then you know, it ain't Cool Whip on a dick, but I'll take that. You know, Domino's on a dick.
Got a Domino dick.
I'm old Dick Domino.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and beard loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
We did it. We pressed it. We're back. Episode 215, I'm pretty sure. It's going to be another good one. And shout out to Deluxe Edition Network. Make sure you guys check out the podcast of the month, Take On the World podcast, and us. I don't know if you guys knew that. It's us. It's the Beard Loss podcast for the podcast of the month, November. We did it.
Do you know what one of my favorite stories is, guys, about being in broadcast media? You guys watch TV news, local TV news specifically. One thing that a lot of them do, co-anchors, is they'll be going on. We're going on in 5, 4, 3, 2, ball sack. They'll say something to try to get the other one to laugh. And so.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So pretty good in it. And why Brandon is saying is we're using Riverside now. We're mixing it up from StreamYard a little bit. And there's a countdown. As soon as you press it, it does 5, 4, 3. And Brandon threw something out there that tried to get us to laugh. He almost got me. And if anybody has any guesses on what he said, let them know in any comments that you might be watching this. And if you get it right, we'll potentially send you something from the Best Friend Gang Company. Because, you know, let's be honest. If you can think like us, you deserve to be a best friend of ours. So, obviously, the voice you're hearing, that's me. That's Matt. Beard Laws, whatever you call me. We've got Brandon J. McDermott. You've been whacking off. What's up, fellas? Anything good?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. It's like holiday season's getting started, like, because we've got Thanksgiving around the corner, and in the radio business, it's Christmas music is just around the corner, and yeah, it's crazy times, but it's fun.
It is. It seems to be a time where at least people are in a little bit of a better mood, I guess, you know, with the holidays and stuff, and then once January and February hits and all the bills start piling up, then there should be a holiday that should be like February. Just to mix some shit up. Like can we move? I don't know. Probably shouldn't move Thanksgiving. We should move something fun up into there to get something that people could look forward to. What's a good one? I don't know. But either way, you been?
Yeah, I mean, I unfortunately had to go shopping yesterday, and everybody and their dog was out shopping around already. And I'm like, ugh, I hate this time of year. There's just too many people out and about. but no, and with this whole t-shirt and stuff too, I've washed it now, and that's usually a big test for me. I was like, all right, is it going to shrink?
What, doing the wash is a big test for you, or the actual shirt, seeing how it comes out?
The shirt, just seeing how it's going to come out. Is it going to shrink? Are these love handles going to look like I'm exposed or a busted can of biscuits again? How is this shirt going to last? It did awesome, dude. And honestly, the thing I have to say of two that I really like about this shirt is the sleeves, dude. They actually stay on the arms. They don't like ruffle up or anything like that. Like, they stay in place. So I am, not just because they gave me the shirt, I'm being genuinely honest, this is a fucking nice shirt. I'm digging it. So I'm going to have to hit them up for some more. I like it.
Hell yeah.
You know what's funny, not to transition out of there in a bad way, but you said, you know, your rolls are hanging out like dough out of a dough container. I don't know what you said. You know a term I heard this week that just made me laugh really hard? This guy on, it doesn't matter what online social media platform was. Precursor. I am against fat shaming. It is not funny, but I'm about to make a joke, which you will laugh at as a fat man. So I can do this. He called her big back.
Big back. Ooh.
He was just like, get out of here, big back. Like, damn, dude. God damn. Called her big back. There's no, you don't recover from that. That's you just walk away. You delete your account.
Baby's yep. Got big back. Oh, that's nice.
That's pretty good. Did you guys see who the 2023 sexiest man alive finalist was?
Wasn't Jason Kelsey?
It was Jason Kelsey. And if that doesn't give all of us hope, I mean, for anybody that doesn't know Jason Kelsey or doesn't love sports, I mean, he is the center, which is an offensive lineman for a football team that I'm not even going to give, you know, a breath saying because I don't like them. But he is a stud. He's bearded. And usually offensive linemen are fairly big guys. They're what, probably 6'3", 6'4", maybe 300 pounds. I mean, they're big, strong athletics guys. And for him to be named a finalist for 2023 Sexiest Man Alive, I mean, come on.
Which Kelsey?
Jason.
Not the brother dating Taylor Swift. The other brother who's a little more rotund. Now that gives me hope.
Isn't that awesome? I mean... And I saw a clip of him at a restaurant somewhere for Thursday Night Football, him and I forget the guy's name, but he was an offensive lineman, I believe, as well, big bald guy. And they went to this restaurant and they started just messing with the person. They were like, oh, we got the sexiest man alive up in here. And then he was sitting there going back and forth. She starts roasting him and he's like, geez, he goes, every time you talk, all I can see is Michael Strahan. She had a little bit of a gap. She's like, my gap's not that big. And she just kept going back, messing with him messing with her. And it was hilarious. If you find the clip or if I do it, I'll try to post it in the description. But I didn't want to bring this up, but it's already been brought up. You brought up Kelsey. You brought up Taylor Swift. And this whole Taylor Swift thing, being dads, being dudes, being music lovers, being humans in this planet, this Taylor Swift shit is wild. I mean, I've talked to people that are almost in their 70s and people that are 7 about Taylor Swift, this whole thing. In my family, the girls, they all went to the Taylor Swift Experience, which if you don't know what it is, I'm assuming, and I haven't been there, but I think she's putting out her concert in movie theaters because people can't get tickets because they're so goddamn expensive and they sell out. But I want your guys' take on the whole Taylor Swift Experience.
I'm going to have a very Toby-esque response here. I hope Toby sees this. So when I started, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan. Do not care for her music. There are some songs she has that's great, like Shake It Off's a great song. Invisible String is a great song. I own all of her albums. I'm kidding. But what I will say is this, is when it first happened, you obviously, everybody saw, you know, this is a ploy. It's a media thing. It's a, you know, why are we all talking about her, blah, blah, blah. Now, did you see the latest video of Argentina concert? And I'll send you a link while I'm telling it. Argentina concert happens. And then afterwards, she finishes her 3.5 hour fucking set, runs off stage into his arms, and they kiss. And it's like this big, cute kiss.
everybody's like, I don't care. This is stupid. Why are we talking about this? And nobody cares. Nobody cares. Meme. Nobody cares.
You do care. You commented about it, which is why ESPN is posting about it. TMZ is posting about it. Every single outlet is posting about it because you hate her or him or them or this. And it's creating nothing but engagement. Fuel hates just as great as love hate, or fuel shares are just as good, or hate shares are good as love shares. Doesn't matter. So at this point, after watching that clip I sent you, let them love each other. Who cares if they met and it was a fake sham at first? I met my wife on MySpace, for God's sakes, and it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Who cares how people meet? Let them love.
Yeah,
I'm kind of the
Here's
same.
My Toby rant.
A lot of people are super excited about it. I do feel like it's kind of cool because a lot of people who weren't interested in football are now kind of liking it. So there's, you know, some spouses who are kind of like, my wife's interested in football. What the fuck? I get to watch this and she's not going to complain as long as Taylor Swift's showing up on the screen every 15 seconds. I think I can live with this. You know, my kids are, you know, big into it. They're big Swifties. I don't mind her music. I don't care about her past and stuff like they're big into it. They're like, she writes the number 13 on her wrist. I'm like, what is she, like a cutter? What does that have to do with anything? And they're like, no, she's done that every single time. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, so Travis Kelce's 87, she's 13. It makes 100. I'm like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. They're so stupid. They're like, it's a match made in heaven. My daughter's like, this is like the royal family of America. And I'm like, you ain't fucking lying right now. Like, this is terrible. But I don't know. I wish I didn't have to see it as much, but it is what it is. It'll eventually go away.
Asked my wife too. I'm like, what is the big thing? Like, what's the obsession? And she, you know, she's a musician and everything. And she said it because I mean, the Beatles were huge. You know, there's just certain bands that just kind of took over. And I'm like asking, like, why Taylor Swift? I mean, decent musician. And this is coming from a guy that's not a musician. I'm not out here talking shit, Taylor Swift, if you happen to see this. All right. Kelce brothers, don't come at me. But mediocre guitar player for musicians. You know what I mean? Compared to, you know, I mean, and if you're a billionaire at 27, there's going to be some stuff. Decent singer. So I asked her and she said it's because the way that she did it and she's has songs and has been a part of like every genre. You know, she's done hip hop stuff. She's done folk. She's done everything. So she's more relatable than certain artists that kind of do something and stay in their genre. And that's why it's more whatever. And at the end of the day, I mean, like the kids are obsessed, like you said, potentially this. And there's worse people to be obsessed about. It's not like Taylor Swift is Britney Spears when she started having a meltdown. You know what I mean? Like there could be worse role models. And I'm like, I'm okay with it. But then I was at the bar the other day, my aunt and uncle's bar, shout out Shire's bar, having a beverage. And I brought it up and there, my mom was there and my aunt, and they're just like, oh, Taylor Swift, Jesus, she's right. And I'm like, why do you hate her so much? She sucks at music. And I was like, have you listened to it? I said, I guarantee you, I could find a song, randomly play it, and you not know that it's Taylor Swift. And you'd probably just be naturally, you'd bob your head, your foot be tapping. You'd probably enjoy it. I'm not saying all of it's for you. But I don't, like kind of Brandon said, I don't get why you just hate her. Is it because she's so successful? Like, let's be honest. None of us are ever going to be a billionaire. And the people hating on Taylor Swift, we're going to be billionaires like Taylor Swift.
And I just don't know what she necessarily pushes that would make people, again, you know what I mean? She's not very active in her views. Like, she'll post a couple things every once in a while to get people out there to vote and everything. But she's not like, hey, this is bad. Try to, you know, force her opinion on your other. Like you said, she's not very negative in the news. So as far as kids go and young girls, it's a pretty good role model. I don't know if you guys follow Barstool Sports at all, but Dave Portnoy, love that dude. He is obsessed with Taylor Swift, and he put it out there as well because everyone's like, why? He calls her mother. He's like, this is mother. We love her. I swear, he has like Mary Swiftmas t-shirts or Christmas sweaters now and everything. He's obsessed with her, and they're like, well, what is your obsession? He's like, she's the kind-heartedest person in the world. You know, she's been dragged through the mud from the media, through everything else, and the whole Kim Kardashian and Kanye West thing where they put her in the video of sleeping with Kanye and stuff like that, and they changed her audio to make her seem like a vicious person and stuff, and she kept her receipts and was able to keep her, even fighting that battle, she was calm. Again, she's a good role model, so I have no ill will towards her. She's hot, too.
The heart of it is this, is human nature. And I can use my only use myself as an example. Growing up, I hated the Beatles. I hated Nirvana. I hated most of the grunge bands that came out when I was a young man because of the fans. The fans made me hate them. Hey, have you seen this TV show? Did you ever watch Game of Thrones? Have you seen Game of Thrones? Oh my God, are you watching Game of Thrones? It's so good. I will never watch a Game of Thrones episode in my life because of the fans. Fans ruin everything. And I think that's the heart of it for people. They may have heard one or two songs, to your point, Euban, and don't like her. But generally speaking, it's the incessant being drowned out with it that make people just have a distaste towards her and make a quick judgment on somebody by the quick 30-second video they see. And that's just it's just the way of the road. I that's my guess.
Yep. And she's 33. So sorry to all the Taylor Swift fans when I said she's 27. Apparently she's 33. And and one cool story that I heard was the Kelce's dad, when they were in the box at one of the Chiefs games, kind of came out and commented and was like, I don't think anybody told Taylor Swift she's very, very rich, because apparently they were doing that and in timeouts, halftimes, quarters, she was actually physically going around and cleaning up the suite, picking up the empties, throwing away the trash. And he's like, I just have never seen people with lots of money actually clean and care and try to keep things tidy. And he's like, that says a lot about, and it's not like the cameras are on her in there. Like, that's just, maybe she's a genuinely nice Taylor Swift. If you ever want to come in the studio, ask a question, be a live caller or something, like, shout out Lloyd. Lloyd's in the audience right now of our pre-recording. Feel free. I mean, the link's in there. The link's right in anything on the Beard Law stuff. You just click the link, call in studio, boom. You come. Oh, I choked on something. Air is tough to breathe sometimes. You just click the button. There's a little thing that says request to call in. We get a notification. You actually ask what you're going to talk about with your name, and we bring you on the show. And we'll have your voice, your camera, whatever you're comfortable with. Or you can ask it right in the chat like Lloyd did, and we'll get to that question as we organically work it in.
Can we watch that thing I just sent you? It's on a tweet, so it'll be easy to pull up. I want you guys to watch this and just try to watch it with an open mind and tell me what you think. A little, like, 5 or 10 second video.
All right, let's hear. We got a full picture. We
want this was just picture. Yesterday, I believe.
All right, here we go. This is the tweet from Mike Singleton. Are they still called tweets?
Yeah, I'd say so. It's still Twitter.com.
On the X. Is it going to play? Nothing is pulling up. Let me try one more time.
It's all good. I hate that X versus Twitter thing, because it's still Twitter.com when you go pull it up on the websites.
Right. All right, here we go.
So her concert's done. 3.5 hours. She runs off. Big smile and kiss. Like, how can you see that and be like,
oh, it's fake. I hate them. They're terrible.
Right. You got to feel good for people, you know?
I think it's a good thing. And at the end of the day, too, it was reported on, New Heights? Their podcast, the Kelce Brothers podcast, that she doesn't talk before or after shows because of the to save her voice, because she sings for so long and talks and all this. So before X amount and after. So he was like, yeah, I don't get to talk to her after, you know? So it's like, hey, you get a little kiss, maybe you text back and forth. But I'm like, that is pretty awesome. So you're telling me you get a couple hours before and a couple hours after the show of just quiet time for yourself? Hell yeah. Well done, Travis.
What a poor bastard. He has it so rough.
Hey, babe, you don't have to talk at all. I can help coach your throat, you know? I'm just saying.
Honestly, too, and not to, you know, go from coating throats to his parents, but Mama Kelce is fucking legit. His parents.
I'd smash. Wait, that's not absolutely what you're talking about.
She's got something about her. When they covered her during the Super Bowl and everything else, I'm like, Mama Kelce, man. Look at
that. I'd like next year. I'd like to see her uncovered for the Super Bowl. But listen, I got a thing. I got a thing for mamas. All right, let's just keep it.
Same. And the fact that she'd be able to take care of us as well, being financially stable, all about that. Right.
It's Thanksgiving and Christmas time. The meals will be served.
God, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. Wow. We've already got like a list of everything that we're gonna make. Hold on. I just remember this too. I'm getting just items, you know, they're like, hey, we're going to bring this. My brother goes, hey, I guess we'll bring the salad. And I go, who the fuck eats a salad on Thanksgiving? The fuck? He goes,
there's no room for that.
My kids, they like to eat healthy. And I was like, bring a side salad, because nobody else is touching that shit. You're going to bring way too much. I'm telling you, nobody's eating a fucking salad. He's like, a
some people might eat healthy. I'm like, on Thanksgiving? I don't know how you
that's the day here it's socially acceptable around the world, well, around the U.S., to eat like shit and not have to worry about healthy, I would think. I mean, that's an automatic built-in cheat day, right?
It's sweatpants.
Yes.
You don't even wear jeans that day.
Yeah. You know, there are some people who, you guys have seen the Jell-O salads that people bring, right? Mm-hmm. I've seen people put lettuce in Jell-O with carrots and bring it, dude. Who the fuck?
Never invite them again.
Never. At least when you do, you have to take a picture of the salad and how much of it's an outcast. Send it over to Brandon so he can throw it out as a meme and like all the poor food. Like, that's a good one. That's going to play well. You have all the Thanksgiving dinner then at the outcast kids table as a salad and being like, well, we know who's getting cold this year for Christmas, you little bastard. Eat your salad while the adults eat. But wasn't it you, Euban, that said that you, it was like a family or something like that. You went to a Thanksgiving and there was no gravy?
Yeah, there was potatoes. And whenever I was looking for the gravy, I was like, where's the gravy? And they're like, well, if you want a gravy, you should have brought it yourself. And I was like,
oh my God,
you're hosting. I'm gonna... The fuck? I'm like, I live 30 minutes away. How the fuck am I supposed to keep this gravy warm and like in a good texture? Like, what the like consistency? What the fuck? And she's like, I'm just so tired of your bitching. I'm like, just say you forgot the gravy, bitch. Don't make this about me. Just say you forgot the gravy. And everybody will just be like, hey, shit happens. But don't make it seem like it's weird that I want fucking gravy on Thanksgiving. Come on now.
A moment of silence for Euban having to go through Thanksgiving without gravy. And I would also like to ask permission, Euban, to use that for a skit, please.
100%. You should.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
I didn't realize
today, probably.
She follows me on TikTok. I just didn't think that she even got on TikTok. And so I made a video about it last year. And I was like, and I called her Beastie. I was like, my Beastie up a fucking sister. Normally, I don't say who specifically they are and everything, but I was so heated. I was sitting there like I was talking to fucking Maury Povich. I'm like, listen to what she did, Maury. She didn't fucking bring gravy, or she didn't have gravy. And I was thinking too, I was like, you made the turkey. Use grandma's recipe. Get the flour and some pepper. Mix that shit together. Make something, you know? And she, ugh, I'm just... So I was trying to choke down that dry as fucking turkey. It's at my.
I would have been every bite been like, "What's the matter?" Oh, sorry, I'm just choking on this dry turkey. If only there was a little bit of gravy. Start dunking it in some milk or just something obscure, just to piss her off. Be like, "Yeah, the turkey's okay, a little dry. Should I had some fucking gravy."
They're one of those people too that, you know, no offense to these people, we have a variety of drinks at my house because, you know, we have picky kids and everything else. But they're one of those ones where, like, well, we've got water and fucking this expired Minute Maid from fucking 1996. What do you want? And I'm like, I'll drink the water, you know, sure. And so I was sitting there coughing whenever I was trying to get that turkey down, and my wife's like smacking me, shut up. I'm like, no, I legitimately almost died there. Like, this is this is bad. So I told her, I was like, since it's at our house this year, I'm gonna have one of those little gravy boat things. And I'm gonna go through and just drop it on everybody's plate. And when I get over to her, she'll be like, oh yeah, I would love some gravy, please. Thank you. I'm like, you didn't bring any? None for you. And just go on. I want to. And my wife's like, I know you're going to fucking do that. Don't make a goddamn scene. I was like, Daddy's making a scene. Daddy's making a fucking scene, you know? And if she, now if she does bring her own gravy, Uno reverse card. Touche. But I don't think she's that smart.
That would be hilarious. I'm all about it.
It would be a moment where I was just like, no, this, listen. We're respectful on Thanksgiving. We don't argue. We don't create times where this is going to be the moment where this is, we're going to bring it up every Thanksgiving afterwards. Unless you forget the fucking gravy, Rebecca. Who the fuck do you think you are? Like, that would be me. I swear to God, that would be the hill I'm dying on.
I would rather you punch my child than fucking forget the gravy on Thanksgiving. Just disrespectful.
Yeah, that's...
I can't wait to do the video. It's going to be so good. Oh, you forgot the gravy, but it seems you didn't forget the cranberry sauce. There's four cans. I...
So now, do you guys do macaroni and cheese for Thanksgiving? Okay.
So the problem... Can we talk... We're talking food. Can we talk about Thanksgiving for a minute?
Absolutely.
I've done a couple videos on worst Thanksgiving meals, dishes.
I mean, we're a week away from the time, like the time this comes out, next Thursday is Thanksgiving. So
perfect. So the problem with Thanksgiving dishes is when they are done right, I don't care what dish we're talking about. Stuffing, potato salad, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, whatever it is, green bean casserole, even green bean casserole, not a fan. If it's done right, it can be delicious, especially on Thanksgiving. Candied yams, whatever you want to make. I have had some shitty fucking people make some shitty fucking dishes before. And everybody always says, well,
if you know how to make it, you make it right.
You're goddamn right. But I went to the whitest of white people's families' houses, and I've made lots of terrible decisions. One of the dishes I will just say that is ruined so much is the main fucking dish, turkey. It's so dry. Nobody knows how to make the fucking thing. I've had maybe one turkey that was delicious and it was smoked. So, like, just please invite me to your home to eat your delicious meal if you make one, okay?
And I mean, cooking a turkey is one of the easiest things. I mean, even if you don't put any seasonings, anything, throw the turkey in there and it tells you X amount of pounds at this temperature will take this long. Put it in the fucking oven at the temperature and let it cook for said amount of hours. Take it out. I mean, obviously, we have the ability now to use a meat thermometer, which a lot of people back in the day and generations before us, like my old man who's around 60, refused for the longest time to ever use one. You're telling me I don't know how? A lot of dry food. A lot of dry fucking food. Dry pork chops, dry turkeys. But now they even have the things that they pop out. And it's like, the turkey's done. Take it out. And a lot of people, none of us are trained cooks by any means, right? I mean, we just cook and we've fucked up a lot of meals. We've done some things. But I mean, we have the internet now. You can legit punch in anything and it'll walk you through how to do anything. I mean, you could probably even get on there. I know for a fact, because I've seen the videos, you can even get a walkthrough on how to bleach your asshole. I mean, you can get on there and get some training on how to cook a turkey. Don't mess up the main thing. And I feel like where we go, it's kind of like everybody tries to bring their best out. You know what I mean? Like when it's like a shared dish, you go there, at least now, like we're older in age, like my parents don't really do Thanksgiving. So like we go to the in-laws house and there's just everybody brings a dish. And it's like, it's almost like a competition where like, you're going to bring your best meal and you want to make the best and everything is unbelievable, like restaurant quality. And it's like, that's what I love about Thanksgiving, man. Like everybody bringing their best dish.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a pissing contest, and I'm like, I'm here for it. Call me R. Kelly. I'm all about this pissing match. Feed me it. Let's do this. And like, I'm not a big fan of like the green bean casserole or hash brown casserole. That's a big thing here too. My sister-in-law makes that, and my wife is a slut for some fucking hash brown casserole. She will fucking eat half his goddamn casserole dish, and I'm like,
do you know my problem with these fucking dishes is that everybody's looking to take the easiest route to make it. Green bean casserole, literally three fucking toppings if you're lazy: a can of green beans, a can of cream of mushroom soup, and if you don't bring the fucking fried french fried onions on top, you go to hell. But french fried onions on top, but literally it's goop with nasty canned green beans topped with, could be heaven. It's going to make the rest of it still going to be terrible. But so the to your point with the green bean casserole and any casserole is, hey, let's throw a can of cream of fill in the blank on it. It'll make it great. Fuck, dude, no. Let's stop with this shit.
And no, it's even better. So if you don't know how to make it and you go green bean casserole, Google goes in there. Just try this little word before it, elevated green bean casserole. And then you start getting recipes where maybe you add a little thing, but you're going to add some flavor. You're going to add, that's what I always type in. If I want a recipe, I just type in elevated, whatever. I mean, you could do it for frozen pizzas, anything. And then there's all of these really good cooks that say, hey, try this, this, and this. And it's really that much better. And you're putting in a little effort. You know what I mean? Like people are dropping some money on some turkey, cooking it for 6-7 hours. And you're taking what? 12 minutes to make a friggin' half-ass green bean casserole. I'm thankful the green bean casserole that comes to my Thanksgiving is not like there's some effort into this. It's fantastic. So
God, I'm fucking starving now. This has been a delicious talk, but now I just hear my gut just rumbling like, you're ready for Thanksgiving.
How many plates do you guys usually aim for on Thanksgiving? Like I try to limit myself to three, but my move is I kind of scope out the desserts as well. And for me, when the IBS, like the sugar, if any dessert, it's like right to the bathroom, but you're eating Thanksgiving dinner, so you're going to end up there anyways. But if the dessert is like, oh shit. Then I go a little lighter on the plates. Do you guys are multiple plates or?
We serve in our house at 2 o'clock, and the good thing about that is I can eat a big meal at 2, I can have dessert by 4, and then I can be done and ready to eat another plate by 6 or 7.
Hell yeah,
maybe 8. But that second plate isn't quite the same as the other ones. I may be like turning a couple rolls into like sandwiches, split them open, put it on a sandwich, and layer it out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's how I do it. How about you, Euban?
So I don't know if this is a little bit of the autism or what, but so when I say I might have 6 plates, it's because I don't like anything touching. Usually it kind of depends what it is. You know, if the turkey's hitting the mashed potatoes and gravy, if you have the gravy, that's fine. But there's certain things I just, you know, like touch kind of throws me off a little bit. So, but I do, I scope out the dessert first, and that predetermines how I start my day. Same thing with the IBS and everything else. But there will be at least 3 pumpkin pies because I will eat probably half of one during that day. I mean, it's pretty much, I'll go there first plate, slice of pumpkin pie, second plate, slice of pumpkin pie. And I'm one of those ones where it's an obnoxious amount of Cool Whip. I'm going like 4 scoops. Don't show me any orange on that. I want that motherfucker to be coated.
It goes to show you why pumpkin pie is terrible. You need that much Cool Whip to make it great. Cool Whip would be great on a dick. You know, like it would make dick better. I mean, I'm saying it's not that the dick is great, it's the Cool Whip is great, right?
That needs to be a t-shirt.
There's the clip. Cool God Whip damn would be it.
Good on a dick.
There's your clip. There's your fucking clip, Pat.
Thank you for a little bit of the intro, but to your point, I can't stand anything pumpkin. I mean, but yeah, Cool Whip, doesn't matter what you put on. Dicks, pies, makes it better. That's funny. They're actually going to hit us up, the Cool Whip brand. They'll be like, hey, any chance you want royalty on this, Brandon? We're going to put that Cool Whip so good, it's even better on dick. And they're gonna. That's how you're gonna get that Taylor Swift money. How'd you get so rich, Dad? Well, let me tell you here, girls. Dad made a joke about Cool Whip and dick, and now that's why I'm driving that Lamborghini.
Ever tell you the first? I was a very well respected journalist in Nebraska, which isn't saying much. But I started doing TikTok, and the first video I had that hit off was a video about a drain pipe clearing with a bunch of mud and gook and gup that was like a whole bunch of water behind it. And I made this joke that, you know, that's what it looks like when you eat bean burritos when it comes out the other side. And I showed my Ivy League educated journalist friend this video. And he says, is this really what you want to do with your life?
You're like, yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Look at me now, Fred.
Yeah, look at me. I do remember that clip. That was, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Shit. Yeah, I'm happy. So almost happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hopefully you guys are good. Send in some pictures. Maybe we'll show them on the show of all your whatchamacallit, your meals, your stories, and definitely call in. There has to be, thankfully, knock on wood, there has never been any Thanksgiving drama at anything that I've ever been to, but I have to imagine there's going to be some stories, some drama, and we want to hear them all. And actually we'll put them on the show. Cause that'll be good. That'll be good. What else is,
you guys don't have your Christmas decorations up yet, do you?
Only because my wife hasn't gotten them down and put them up, but I've been like, you should put up the Christmas stuff. She's a stay at home mom for the record.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Work during the day, so it's not like I'm like, why don't you go do stuff, God, you lazy bones? Like, it's not like that.
I have to put up Christmas lights after the show.
We kind of have decorations for each little holiday up year round. Like, we have the Christmas lights that just kind of stay in the living room area and, you know, the kids' room with the LED lights or Christmas lights. We have St. Patrick's Day decorations up while Halloween thing. Like, they're just weird decorations all over our house. I think for me, it's the tree. When the tree is up, it's Christmas season, and we wait, in our house at least, and I don't care that it doesn't need to be a debate. We could put up the Christmas tree whenever you want, whatever makes you happy. We typically wait until after Thanksgiving because we love Thanksgiving. But what we did this year is kind of a motivational slash blackmail tool, is we said, hey, if all of you girls can keep your room clean or clean your room, we got like these little mini trees that they can put in the room. They can decorate. Two of the three have theirs up. But the deal is, the Grinch can come through at any point and sees that dirty room. It can take the tree, can take some stuff from your room, whatever happens. So, like I said, the two youngest, room is clean. The oldest, not so much. It's still a disaster. So we'll see how that plays out.
We've already got Christmas songs and everything else too. And Last Christmas, Wham. That's the only one that usually gets me in the spirit. I'm like, okay.
It's a banger.
George Michael. All right. It's a banger.
Mm-hmm. I actually have a complete bay of vinyl records that once it's holiday season, I have one for each day. And we just spin that record for the day. And it's very, you know, anything from, there was a rap one like that a whole bunch of rappers collabed on, Bing Crosby. I mean, from the classics all the way to some fun stuff. It's a different variety. It's pretty good. It's pretty fun.
I've got, I inherited my grandfather's vinyl collection. And so a lot of it was old school country. A lot of polka. Big fan of the polka. So I got a lot of that. I mean, easily 200 records. And there was a lot of just random Christmas albums in there too. So that's actually a great idea. I might have to bust a couple of those out.
You realize fans of polka don't actually pronounce the L. Hey, boy, turn on the polka.
Hey, they turn on the polka to poke grandma, and if it wasn't for him doing a lot of poking or polking, then none of us would be here.
Have you guys heard? You guys brought this up, and I worked at a radio station that had a polka hour. So, have you guys heard Too Fat Polka?
I have not.
If you don't, look it up and listen to it. It's fucking phenomenal.
Too Fat Polka. All right.
It's fantastic. So it's only 2 minutes long. So
that's a long time. What are you talking about?
I mean, Jesus, what are we doing, a marathon here?
I suppose it's all relative. But but it's basically, you know, he's calling this woman fat. She's too fat for me, kind of a thing. But it's just a great song. Awful in 2023. I don't want to
guess. Yeah. So it's an awful song, but it was written at the time that it was allowed to be written here. But we're talking Thanksgiving. We're talking all sorts of stuff. We did mention IBS, and there was a news article that I want to throw out there to see if you guys heard. Four men were charged with stealing a toilet. But not just any toilet. It was a golden toilet. It was an actual toilet that was 18 karat gold. In an English country mansion where British wartime leader Winston Churchill was actually born. Guess how much this golden toilet is worth? I'm gonna show you a picture to give you the full kind of, let's paint the picture of the toilet. 18 karat. Could you imagine taking a dump on that? I have to imagine you're not allowed to, but there is toilet paper, and that roll looks like it's been used. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, so what do you guys think that toilet is worth?
It's solid gold.
Yep. According to this, and it was this is by the APnews.com, London, four men were charged overnight with the theft of an 18-karat gold toilet from the Blenheim, I can't say words, palace. But again, it's where Winston Churchill, I almost mixed his names together, was born.
I'll say 50K.
See, okay. Now I feel like this is, it's going to be like the whole bear thing again. We're like, how much is a bear weigh? And I'm like, oh, it's 1,000. You're like, 400, close. Yeah. So, that's a lot of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with 170,000.
Okay, you guys, way off. If
millions,
way off. 18 carats, solid gold toilet, 4.8 million pounds, which is 5.95 million US dollars.
Yeah, I was way off.
I mean, the artwork was titled America and intended as a pointed satire about excessive wealth by Italian conceptual artist. I can't say his name, but apparently it was an... Okay, so they didn't use it. It was an art exhibit making fun of America because apparently the way that we have excessive wealth. But yeah, four of them. The men were aged 35 to 39, and they were accused of burglary and conspiracy to transfer criminal property. Seven total people, though, have been arrested over the heist. Interesting.
It's like the new Ocean's like 14 or something. Stealing the Golden Throne.
Yep. And the Golden Toilet was fully functioning. And prior to the theft, visitors to the exhibit could book a 3-minute appointment to use it. Oh, you could use it. You can book an appointment 3 minutes. I don't think I could take a shit in 3 minutes. What happens when it's up?
That's a lot of pressure. You know what I mean?
Right.
You ever met somebody who takes a shit that quick? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I need 25 minutes.
I need some time.
The only thing is, though, is just the mess after, especially the picture that I sent to Burley over the week. I feel like that would be doing a disservice to that toilet. Like, it's just going to be like shitting through a screen door. Just.
But the good news is, I mean, there has to be some amazing staff that probably cleans in between. Yeah. Like you're at the Philadelphia or the Charlotte airport. Like I was there one time. The guy comes back, callback episode. Every time you take a shit or somebody gets off the toilet, he runs right in and cleans it. Guys out there doing it. There has to be somebody like that. But yeah. I'd be like, hey, yeah, can I book 10 3-minute, please? And like, why? Well, takes me a little while to take a dump, and I'm going to take some pictures. But 3 minutes, that's a quick poop.
Yeah, I got to tell you, scrubbing peanut butter streaks from solid gold is not probably the easiest thing to do because of the color. And yes, I've trademarked that saying. You can use it now.
I've had a lot of butterscotch colors lately, so that would be an awful cleanup.
Yeah, you brought it up, Euban. So if you want to talk about it, you were pretty sick. You were pretty sick. You had to go. You even went to a doctor and everything. Things were going. You did mention that you did because the SWFFL, Steve Woodman Fantasy Football League, that we're all in, and seven other podcasters. One of the punishments was if you were the lowest scoring in the week, Euban got to send you a picture of his poop, and it just happened to be Euban wasn't feeling so good.
Granted, you know, the normal day-to-day poos are not the prettiest, but this was exceptionally bad to the point where, I mean, I think I was down 3 or 4 days. I was like, this is it. I'm going to die. This is awful. I rarely go to the doctor, but I even felt to the point where I'm like, I can't keep anything down. I'm running a temp. Like, what the, give me something to make me feel better. I want to keep something down. And then they're like, hey, do you partake in the devil's lettuce? And I was like, can you smell it on me? Yeah, probably a little bit. Yeah. You know? And they're like, well, I forget like the cannabinoid something. It's where you're allergic to weed essentially. And I'm like, no, what is this? And they're like, are you getting sick usually after you smoke? And I was like, hard to tell. I smoke a lot. I'm just getting sick in general. I don't know. And they're like, yeah. And if you feel better after like a hot shower or whatever, dead giveaway usually that you need to step away from that. And I'm like, looks like I'm not taking a shower for the rest of my fucking life. I would rather not figure this out. Like this sounds terrible. Turns out it was just some weird fucking bug. But she was asking me about my bowel movements, and I told her, I was like, actually, I just took a picture. Would you want to see it? And she's like, sure. And I show her that grotesque fucking picture. And she's like, yeah, you might need some like probiotics. Like you might want to eat just a little healthier. And she's like, how many fruits and vegetables you're eating? And I'm like, what are those? Fruits and veggies. No. And she's like, no, seriously, get on a probiotic. That's disgusting.
Like, wait, my pharmacist that I met behind the dart facility the other day, the bar, actually said, hey, you need more fruit and vegetables. I got a banana cream pie flavor. I have a strawberry. This one has a little bit of blueberry. Wait, you're telling me those don't count? It's 2023. I actually have to consume real fruit?
It's just terrible. I'm like, man, this is Who wants to sit around and eat broccoli? That sounds terrible when you can have nachos and processed cheese. That's what I want. Okay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when they talk about near-death experiences, that was it. I was texting Matt like, hey man, it's been great being on this podcast. You've been a great friend. You ain't going to see me for a while. Fuck this. The end is near.
And it was like a cliffhanger. He sent me a thing. He was like, at the doctor, because I knew he wasn't feeling well. At the doctor's, they think I'm allergic to weed. And then I asked questions, and it was just no response. And I'm like, oh, shit. Did he just get admitted? I mean, like, what kind of antidepressants did they just, you know, because, I mean, that's some breaking news. Like, did they he's not going to take those antidepressants through there. They were putting him right up with some Cool Whip right up his asshole just so it gets into the bloodstream a little bit quicker, just so he can get through the fact that he was allergic. And then I finally hear back, not allergic, daddy's fine, or something like that. And I'm like,
whew. Yeah, thank gosh. You know, that was a bumpy for 4 or 5 days there. So glad to be back. Glad to be partaking in Lucifer's lettuce. That's the only salad allowed on Thanksgiving.
I like it. I like that. Yeah, we have a new place in the town where I went through, and a friend of mine was like, hey, I'm going to go check this place out. You want to go? And it's a holiday, like, forget the actual name, but it's a convenience store, something convenience store. And I'm like, convenience store? And you walked in there. And if you do partake in that, like, it is very convenient. They have, you know, all of the nicotine stuff that you would like. They have a little bit of some flour stuff that you might like. Then they have a bunch of freezers with, like, frozen pizzas, milk, I believe some bread. So you can go in there, do a little bit of shopping, get some stuff, you know, that'll make you when you're a little bit hungry and go in there. Very clean. And it's on a side of town that's not always known for the clean. And next door, they have a pizza place. And I was like, oh. And I was told it's a chain, which I have not done any Googling. But have you ever heard of the Pizza Factory anywhere near you guys or around your travels?
I don't think so.
That's what it's called. And I heard it was really good pizza. I just haven't checked it out. But, yeah, the Pizza Factory. So I'm going to do there. But we did have a question, speaking of pizza, from Lloyd. Lloyd had a question in there that says something. Well, I'm just scrolling here. Okay. So the question is, and Lloyd, we're going to work out the details on how to get in. Lloyd didn't want to jump in on the actual call. Probably smart, because we are a little bit of a smart ass and we're in some pretty good moods. We might, you know, have some follow-up questions. But his question is, what is the messiest, most delicious pizza toppings that you guys like the most?
Messiest. Well, pizza sauce is messy as hell. Mm-hmm. One of the worst part about having a pizza topping fall on you is it's usually the pizza sauce that's connected to it that stains you. Pepperoni's pretty messy, pretty greasy and messy.
Can be, yep.
The messiest, I don't know. I would go with pepperoni, cheese, and tomato sauce.
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. So I put extra sauce on, not extra like tomato sauce, but I put hot sauce on my pizza.
Okay.
Big fan of that. If I'm messed up and I can order the pizza that I know that my family's not going to bitch about, it's bacon, pepperoni, hot sauce. Oh, love that shit. And it's
big fan of the pepperoni bacon combo. Huge fan.
What about you, Matt?
I'm going to throw this out there. I think it's going to be the obvious, but I think it's not going to be the obvious. The messiest piece of pizza topping is cheese. I mean, yeah. The cheese is the stringy, and especially, I don't know, but and obviously, there's a lot that goes into it between the crust and everything else. But some pizzas, like you said, if they're too saucy, too cheesy, like depending on what cheese they use, and then it's just that stringy cheese and it just doesn't cook right, gets everywhere. But like you said, I guess I don't go crazy with certain topics or your toppings. You know what I mean? I love the pepperoni. Got a picky house, so it's either pepperoni cheese. But that pepperoni bacon is on another level. But man. Love it.
What's your guys' go-to places for pizza if you're going to get not like a, it's got to be a chain, not like a Freddy's down the road. He does great. I'm talking like you're looking to go jump in there on a Friday night and just get a pizza you're going to gorge yourself to sleep with.
I'll go first because I only have one chain around me. It's Pizza Hut. I go there once in a while. Actually, we had it last night because of the app. I got into this thing where people are like, they got into it again. And I'm like, listen, I'm telling you, we got a large pizza. Large one topping pizza and a thing of breadsticks. It was $10.89. A large pizza itself, one topping, is $18.99 normally, but because of the app and we had rewards, we got the free breads. $10.89 for a large and one thing of breadsticks. You can't beat that. And like I said, you call in because we wanted a stuffed crust. fucking stuffed crust right now? A cheese large stuffed crust was $21.49 before tax. I was like, sorry, kids. I'll get some extra cheese on that pan, you know, but that's the only chain, I guess. We had a Cam's Pizza. I don't know if that's a chain that you guys have ever heard of, but that recently shut down.
What about you, Brandon?
For me, I'm going to go with Domino's, and they've changed big time over the last 10 to 15 years. They used to be garbage, but they're good now. Godfather's was good for a while. They started in Nebraska. I don't know if you guys had Godfather's, but Pizza Hut's not bad. It's a classic, but it's not my go-to.
Yep. Now, how do you feel about Casey's Pizza?
Oh, Casey's is great. The problem is you have to catch it when it's fresh. Mm-hmm. If you get one of those workers I literally walked in and I go, oh my God, there's no pizza in here. And the guy in the back go, how long until you guys got pizza? He's like 8 minutes. I'm like, it's okay, I'll wait, man. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, well, what else am I going to do? Leave? It's fucking Casey. So he comes out and he goes, I'll tell you what, man, I got one coming out. It's for a party. You know, somebody ordered it, but I'll give you slices of it if you want. Cause he's going to put it in the thing and then make them wait a little longer. I was like, are you sure? He's like, yeah, man. How many you want? I was like, give me two of them bitches.
Hell yeah.
Breakfast, it doesn't matter. All their pizzas are delicious. And you can get them for, depending on what they've got, 2 for $4, 2 for $3 sometimes. Slices. And they're big fucking slices. Like, they're like fucking big slices.
Mm. It's a gas station too. And they make decent pizza. It's not bad. They make a whole bunch of different types too. Like, they have like the taco pizza, and they have their breakfast options are weird. They have like a biscuits and gravy pizza.
So they do a breakfast pizza with sausage or bacon, and instead of tomato sauce, they use the gravy on it. It's fucking amazing.
Dude, did you see,
you brought up Dave Portnoy. Did you see when he tried Casey's, what he said?
Yes. Yeah. Kind of broke my heart.
He said he tried breakfast pizza. He said it was too bacony. The fuck?
Ooh. How is that? That's not even a thing. You can tell, you know, he roots for Michigan. And he claims to be from the Midwest or whatever. You know, I'm just like, terrible. You don't understand any of this shit. You can't have too much bacon. But I also agree that Domino's is, as far as the common one goes, usually because affordability. For some reason, the Pizza Hut next to me doesn't do a lot of the national coupons. So I have a Pizza Hut 30 minutes away that does the choose $7 lineup thing or whatever the fuck it's called, while the one that's closest, you know, 10 minutes away, does not. And I'm like, fuck you. They suck. but Domino's, that $5.99 lineup, you can get breadsticks. You can get a bread bowl pasta salad if you want. Lava cake crunch. Everything is listed in there. So you can get three things for $20. It's not bad.
At dominoes.com.
God, there was a company that would sponsor me.
Ugh.
Rub these little pepperoni nips. Segue.
You.
Let the scalding hot cheese just let it drop on my body.
You know, some people are into like the whole wax melting thing. Just put the pepperoni grease on my nuts, baby. Yeah.
Throwing them at you.
If you can somehow make bacon, pepperoni, and hot sauce out of dick, then you know, it ain't cool whip on a dick, but I'll take that. You know, Domino's on a dick.
Got your Domino dick.
Come on, Dick Domino.
Oh shit. Yeah, we don't have a Domino's near. We had one 20 minutes away in a college town, and it didn't survive. Damn. But this college town is very pizza heavy. There's a lot of like actual Italian places that have their own chains, and they're like also, I believe, on like the town board that approves new businesses and stuff like that. So certain ones come in and then they go, and then they go. I mean, they're good pizzas, don't get me wrong, very, very good pizza. But they also are kind of known for their pizza rolls, and local people call them fat bags. They don't enjoy that you call them that, but I mean, they're pretty good. They're deep fried pizza rolls. So they actually just take the thing, you know, put your toppings in, whatever, drop them in the fryer, and then they sling them out. I mean, college town, late night, 2 or 3 in the morning, you'll get yourself a pizza roll. It's pretty good. But my uncle and aunt have mastered the form of pizza rolls. They're unbelievable. Like, to the point where you, like, we just sit there and we like crave them every once in a while. It's like, that can't be good. That can't be good. But they're fantastic. But weird segue, but you did talk about Midwest and everything. Did you guys hear that there was a deer that ran through a very, very crowded Wisconsin restaurant? Like, I'm going to show you the video. If there's a video, again, it was on apnews.com. I believe this is a video. Let me show you here. I haven't seen the video. I wanted to watch it live with you guys, but I've seen this article for a little bit. This happened on the 24th of October, and it says Noodles. I don't know if that's the name of the camera, but this is in that part of Wisconsin. How do you say that?
Beloit.
Beloit? How do you say
it? It's Beloit.
Beloit, Wisconsin. Beloit.
It's not even a buck, dude. Or is it?
Yeah, it is a buck. Okay. It's a little bit horny. Look at this friggin' deer. So for anybody, there's no sound. So anybody that's just listening and hearing us laugh, a buck, maybe like a, I don't know what, 6 point, 8 point, not much of a hunter. There's a crowded restaurant in Wisconsin. I mean, there is a lot of kids in there, a lot of young kids. And this deer walks through the front door. There's pure chaos. Kids start running. Then the next camera, and they're dressed up for Halloween. They're, you know, got a little, what's this, Maverick, and you got Luigi and some people. And then the deer runs, just kind of casually walks through the kitchen, doesn't grab any food, then walks out a back door that's wide open. How crazy is that?
That's hilarious. If someone should, like, you know that Tony Baker that always does, like, the cram, the animal voiceovers or whatever? Damn, I'm trying to get this out, and it's just fucking just getting nonstop. The voiceover for that, like, I've been waiting 30 minutes for my fucking meal. I guess I'll just have to go back here and get it myself. I just can't wait for all the voiceovers. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, we're going to have to look this up. So the name of this company was Noodles & Company, and it says, well played right here by EP News. People go to Noodles & Company to save a buck, not to have one interrupt their meal. But that's what happened Tuesday when a deer came crashing through the restaurant's window. Oh, apparently it said it crashed through the window. I didn't see that, but animal just kind of came in. Nobody got harmed, but the restaurant offered a $2 mac and cheese special on Wednesday to kind of commemorate the incident. That's great marketing. Well played. $2. And glad nobody was hurt. That could have went terribly wrong with a bunch of kids in there. But shout out to the staff. It looked like there was like kind of one staff that was hanging out and kind of like ushered all the kids, like, get over here, get over here, get over here. And they went running around there. But that's wild. No rumors if the deer was actually shot. I'm assuming that Wisconsin has lots of hunters. Maybe they took care of the problem in the special. The $2 mac and cheese was actually venison. That's what I would have done. Venison, mac and cheese. $2 mac and cheese. You lose a little bit. I'm sure venison is expensive, but...
some deer salami sounds good. I'm ready for that.
We have hunters in our area that hunt deer. And... give it to local food pantries, which is kind of awesome. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's awesome.
I haven't had venison in so long. I don't hunt, but I have gone through the stuff, so I have my hunter's stuff. And I debated just buying the license and stuff and being like, giving it to my boys and being like, here, you do the deer, clean the, whatever you got to do, get me some meat, and let me know how much I owe you for your time. Just give me a little bit. You keep however much is worth your time. Hook me up with, you know, a little bit of meat, and let's call it good. Give me some of that jerky, something. Venison jerky? Ooh, baby, if there's any companies out there that do the venison jerky, all three of these boys would love your jerky in our mouth. Mm. All of them.
Jerk it in my mouth.
Mm. I wonder if Jeremy does Jeremy Littell, Kick-Ass Jerky. Yeah. I wonder if they do venison or if it's just beef. We'd have to look into it.
I don't know. And if he doesn't have a flavor called Jerk It In My Mouth, we need to reach out to him.
There we go. So we're going to make a couple of percent on Brandon with Cool Whip. Eubin has some stuff going with Kick-Ass Jerky now, and I got nothing, but we're going to come up with something good. But one other article, I don't know if you guys, what you want to talk about, but there's two of them. One about aliens, one about a murder at lunch. I'll let you guys pick.
A murder at lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've heard about aliens. Let's talk about murder.
I don't know. And it was like Mexico. They keep bringing some stuff up. I haven't read the article. I just saw it there, but apparently a lunch host, again, this is from apnews.com. I kind of thought it was almost like this real life game of Clue that actually ended there, because there was a murder at lunch in Australia. So a host of a weekend family lunch ended up having an ex-husband's parents and an aunt, and then tried to kill a fourth guest with poisonous mushrooms. So it's kind of like, who did it? Where'd they do it? What did they do it with? Not trying to make fun of this situation or anything, obviously, but a 49-year-old Erin Patterson was at her home in Victoria State town of, can't say that word, but still in Australia, where her former husband's parents, Gail and Don, both 70, Gail Patterson's sister, Heather Wilkinson, 66, and Wilkinson's husband, Ian, 68, were invited for lunch. All four guests were hospitalized the next day, and only Ian survived.
Do you know what she made? What dish?
That's what I'm looking into. She was also charged with 3 counts of attempting to murder her ex-husband, who became ill after eating 3 different meals that were all the way in 2001, 2022.
This crazy broad went Gordon Ramsay and made a beef Wellington.
Was it really a beef Wellington with the mushrooms?
She chopped all those mushrooms up really super finely and put them all around the beef. Yeah.
There it is. Yes. The beef Wellington steak and used mushrooms she bought from a major supermarket chain and dried mushrooms from an Asian grocery store. Yikes.
Asian
and one of them, the guy that survived was a Baptist pastor.
Oof.
And he's still in recovery from the incident. He was released from the hospital, but continues to recover. And in Victoria, maximum sentence is 25 years in prison. And apparently she's expected to remain in police custody. She's tried to kill her ex 3 different times. And all right, this is my first thought. She's known to try to kill somebody 3 different times, her ex-husband. This lady, by food poisoning and all this stuff, then she invites you over to a lunch and you're going to accept the invitation? Like, who's going to go over like, I tried to kill my ex-husband 3 times with some food stuff, but listen, I'm making beef Wellington. You guys want to come over? There's no fucking, like, who in their right mind is going to go over and accept that meal?
I guess maybe I've never had beef Wellington, so I don't know what I'm missing out on. Is it good? Is it worth the previous experiences?
Have you seen it?
Maybe. It's been a while. Let me.
So it's literally just a nice, beautiful steak. I don't even know what cut. They basically take a bunch of mushrooms and they chop them very finely and they patty them around the steak and then they wrap it in a dough. And there's a gravy, I think, in there too. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But and it's baked. It's a Gordon Ramsay's kind of perfected the thing. I don't know if it was his actual dish that he started, but I don't think so. But
it does look good.
And that's just mushrooms and other stuff on the inside there.
Not a big fan of the mushrooms, but
probably wouldn't like this.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's probably not a dish you'd enjoy, but before it's cut, it does look almost like a loaf of bread.
God, I know I've said this before. I am fucking hungry. God damn. This is torture. If I walk in that house and there isn't the smell of blueberry waffles or some sort of fucking magicalness going on in that kitchen, I am going to bitch slap people.
If you want to be not hungry right now, just look up vegan beef Wellington.
What do they put in it instead?
Oh, God. Fake steak? I have no idea.
Interesting.
Tube steak?
Tube steak.
The one I'm looking at here, it's...
is it cool?
Really red.
Oh, mushroom and lentils. Ugh.
That sounds terrible.
Is that beetroot? That's got to be. It's so fucking... 250 grams of beetroot? You have to measure in grams? Jesus Christ. I'm out.
Yeah. All right. So we'll recap the episode. Cool Whip, great for dicks. If somebody can come up with a pepperoni cheese kind of hot sauce, Euban would love that on his. Don't go to an Australian beef Wellington party for somebody that has continually tried to murder people for, you know, poisoning their food. Maybe don't go to a dinner there. And Brandon's got even more of a recap because he went serious with the glasses.
You brought up the gravy, didn't you? Yes. You need the gravy on Thanksgiving to bring the love, but don't bring the love gravy.
Unless you want to.
Maybe it's that kind of party. But so a week from today, it's going to be Thanksgiving. Make sure you guys enjoy some time. Not at work, having some food. Doesn't matter what the food is. Try to make the best of it. And if not, then, well, whatever. Just do what you do and enjoy the rest of the Thursday. And whatever episode we throw on a Thursday. Because, you know, we're not live anymore on a Thursday. So we don't have to rush back and do a show live. But maybe if we're all super bored, we do a special live Thursday show. It's probably not going to happen. So don't get too excited. But feel free to call in. Thank you, Lloyd, for hanging out backstage. Definitely appreciate it. I did get some messages during the show with some people that were, you know, hey, I'm not feeling it this week, but I'm going to download the app. So if anybody wants to, you can download the Riverside app. And again, we don't get paid to do that. We're actually paying them to use this. But if you download the Riverside app, it makes it much easier to be a part of the audience and do the call-in stuff. So come with a cool question, advice. It can be about whatever. Like I said, it's pre-recorded, so if we don't like it, we'll just cut it out. But either way, can't thank you guys enough. Brandon, Euban, you guys are awesome. And anybody that is watching or listening to this, thank you to you too. That's all we got. I don't know if you guys have anything else.
No, I'm good. Just hungry. All right.
He's hungry. We're going to get out of here. As always, I'm hungry too. On the ice. Yeah, I mean, I could eat some food. So keep your sticks on the ice. Be good to your wieners. We're out of here. Take care.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beard Loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, and beard laws and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon D. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day in night. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather round, well, listeners keen, to the Beard Loss podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beard Loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.